A new city law targeting illegal short-term rentals seems to be having the effect city officials intended. Data from the Hawaii Tourism Authority shows the number of short-term rentals on Oahu has declined compared to the same time last year. Most short-term rentals on Oahu have been illegal since the 1980s, but city regulators lacked an effective method of enforcing the existing rules. That changed in August when Bill 89 took effect. The new law made violators eligible for fines of up to $10,000 per day just for posting an unpermitted rental on a site like Airbnb or VRBO. In the 3 months since, thousands of warning letters were sent out to suspected violators.
It appears that Bill 89 is in the process of achieving what the city council set out to do.
Eric Cloninger is a consultant in the hospitality industry. His firm helped analyze vacation rental data for the Hawaii Tourism Authority.
The vacation rental supply on Oahu was continuing to increase in 2019, right up until August, when the city and county began enforcement under the new law.
That's in contrast to the rest of the state, where the supply of rentals continued to grow. Compared to the same time last year, there are now 5% fewer short-term rentals on Oahu. But that decline has not been uniform across the island. The number of rentals in Waikiki, where they're legal, is up 23%. Elsewhere, it's a different story.
The windward side, the North Shore, other Honolulu, those all reported decreases of high 20s to low 30%.
So, what happened to all those properties that used to be up for short-term rent? So far, it doesn't look like they were put up for sale.
It doesn't appear that there has been a significant increase in inventory to the market as it relates to Bill 89.
Jenny Brady is the president of the Honolulu Board of Realtors. She says there were no statistically significant changes to Oahu's housing market in the wake of Bill 89. Some of those properties may have transitioned to long-term rentals, which the Board of Realtors doesn't currently track. Another option is that owners are renting for 30 days at a time, which is allowed under city law. Eric Cloninger says a growing number of vacation rental listings are asking for a 30-night minimum stay. He also notes that consumer demand for short-term vacation rentals increased on all islands, so don't expect them to completely disappear anytime soon. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.